One's personal family heritage can seem insignificant in comparison to the momentous episodes of history, but the stuff of legend is pretty easy to find if you go looking. And sometimes, your ancestors can walk right out of history and tell you all about it. So Knightley Nearing of Cranbrook found, who was in grade 6 at Amy Woodland Elementary School when he went researching the life of his great-great-great-grandfather, as a project for the East Kootenay Heritage Fair, held in June in Cranbrook. Knightley's project won him one of the spots at the subsequent Provincial Heritage Fair in Victoria. He was one of three entries from Cranbrook. The other students who won the right to go to the Provincial Heritage Fair were Soraya Verhage, who was in grade 5 last term at Steeples Elementary, for her project on Fort Steele, and Tian Newout, who was in grade 6 at Amy Woodland Elementary, for his project on the Morrissey internment camp. Knightley's story of his ancestor, Gilbert Killam, miner, adventurer, soldier, policeman, musician and photographer, is fascinating history in its own right. Gilbert Freeman Killam, born January 27, 1890, in Wolfsville, Nova Scotia, came to play a significant role in British Columbia history, particularly that of Barkerville, now a living history and heritage site. Making his way to BC as a young man, Killam worked as a miner for a spell, then took work with the British Columbia Police Force, doing double duty as a policeman and tax collector. He worked out of Grand Forks before being stationed in Barkerville. His career was interrupted by the advent of the First World War, where he served in a combat role, and where he took a lungful of poison gas. After the war, he returned to Barkerville to resume policing. He married Margaret Renfrew in 1920 in Victoria. Their son was to become Knightley's great-great-grandfather. He was a talented musician, the French horn was his instrument, as well as a talented photographer, developing his own prints from large-format negatives. He and Margaret eventually settled in the Lower Mainland. Killam was awarded the province's Pioneer Award in 1975. Knightley has compiled a significant family archive of his ancestor, historical artifacts such as a detailed policeman's journal from 1908-1909, his badge, his gun box. Killam's Colt revolver is still in the family. Perhaps most remarkable is an extensive collection of Killam's photographic negatives. He was an enthusiastic amateur photographer, and in fact, Knightley says, when he returned to Barkerville after the Great War, photographs from those negatives were used to rebuild portions of the town after a fire. In conjunction with Dave Humphrey of the Cranbrook History Center, Knightley has learned the proper ways to archive and preserve this memorabilia from the past, thus helping bring the past back to life. Not only that, but through his research, Knightley found his family is related to that of Princess Diana. History is a small world in many ways.